Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When I count my blessings at Thanksgiving, one will be that the United States of America is not a democracy. What? Let's go back to the beginning. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Declaration of Independence properly recognizes that people, when they are born, have these rights. These rights automatically apply equally to every person when they are created. These rights are not bestowed by a government. If they were bestowed by a government, they would no longer be a right, but instead only a temporary permission. There is a story that, upon leaving the Constitutional Convention, Benjamin Franklin was asked by a group of citizens what sort of government the delegates had created. His answer was, quote, "a republic, if you can keep it," unquote. The Pledge of Allegiance begins, quote, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands," unquote. Despite all the statements by politicians and political pundits, the American government is not and never was a democracy. Study the U.S. Constitution all you want, but you will not find the term democracy once in it. Why is it so important that America is not a democracy? Because democracy, translated from its Greek origins, literally means mob rule. In other words, a majority of 50% plus one in a democracy can impose any unchecked evil on the rest of the population. Even worse, what the laws may be today could be changed at any time by the whims of 50% plus one of the population. As a result, people could never feel safe in a stable legal environment. That is why America's founding fathers were so careful to specifically set up a republic to guarantee the protection of minority rights that the majority could never vote away. So, will you join me tomorrow in giving thanks that America is not a democracy? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.